Hi, good afternoon. My name's Sam Erskine. Oh, damn. They used my real name, Samuel Erskine. That's what my dad calls me. I'm an IT driving fella. Why do I say that? It will become clear in this session. What I do is I help organizations to pass their IT test. If they are more advanced, I help them to do handbrake turns. And I do that with System Center.
So, I'm Kurt Van Hoeken, CDM MVP. I'm focusing on service manager processes. Like you seen yesterday, explore the Power BI stuff. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to demonstrate the thing what we have built. And Sam is mostly going to talk, give you the information around it. So, Sam, what are we going to do today?
What are we going to do today? I don't like agendas, so I'm just going to say what it's all about, right? What we're going to do today is I'm going to freestyle, and Kurt is going to keep me in check. The three things we're going to talk about, and then we'll put it all together. First one is the software catalog. Second one, if this works, oh my gosh. Of course, you've seen Travis. You've seen the DevOps shows. We're going to talk about automation. It's not SEU without automation, right, Kurt? Mm. Go on, say something. Help me out.
Automation glues it all together. But without process, Sam, you cannot think about automation, standardization, all these items that are part of a service. And you need to glue it all together. And the glue together is one solution. The thing where we are going to talk about today is one simple software distribution self-request where a user can request, go to a portal, and request software for different flavors. The thing what we are going to do, some added value, is what the experience we have. We do projects, we have different requirements from customers where we had solution, build solutions for. It's a simplified solution, but we will give you information to extend it. The extension is really company specific, so we will have some breakouts to other concepts in the processes that can bring, again, additional added value in the overall self-service that you are providing to your customers.
Excellent, Kurt. I know it's Friday, it's after lunch. Oh, I just seen somebody else that I met. She didn't put her hands up. I ain't named no names. How you doing, Natasha? You're right. Oh, you're good. So, we talked about the software catalog. What does the software catalog mean to you guys? Show of hands, please. How many of you are using Config Manager? Great. Horizon Asset Management? We got one there. Some other asset management tool, including Excel. That's good, that's good. So you do have a software catalog, right?
Well, now you can't draw solutions.
I had to find something, Kurt. Right? Yeah. So when we talk about the software catalog, we're not talking about asset management. We're being very, very specific here. Things like software name, the version, the category.
You have to think about soft catalog. If we have in an overall solution, you've seen it in the first slide, we talk about automation. Before we can think about automation, we need some input. One part can be solved by self-service, you ask some questions. But on the actual automation, the provisioning, if you request the software, you need to know certain characteristics of the software. You need to know, we already talked about Config Manager, which collection do we need to provision the machine or the user in it? And is it a machine or a user? Somewhere we need to store where we can get this information, we can get updated it, and we can deliver an optimized service.
That screen is awesome. Yeah. Cheers, Kurt. So that's Kurt set, right? This is our software catalog.
Sorry?
That's what you said, right? This is what we're going to use as a software catalog. A little bit of service manager.
Service manager is our store. We talk about System Center over here, and one item, the CMDB, is an integrated in Service Manager, but actually, it's by default, it's not in there. So you have to build something. Build something is based on requirements. What information do you need? The very simple thing is, I have a software, I have a collection. Put machine in there and go. Actually, that's not completely a software catalog. It's just something that you have built for enabling the automation, the automated provisioning. If we have in the three pillars that we have on top of the first slide, we need approvals, we have provisioning information. Maybe for the management, they have some financial information, somebody who's responsible for that. All that kind of information need to be in there. So it's service manager is our tool, and he can the information provisioning actually is going to config manager. So sure. That's already one part of our products that we are having scope over here.
Yep.
That's starting to glue the thing together.
So Kurt, I think it's about time we did some kung fu fighting, right?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the demo.
Can I like that slide, man.
Can you click
Are you
on
ready?
The one?
I don't know. I'm not technical enough, man. Does that work?
Yep. Cool. Okay.
I'm going to take a back seat now. Kurt is going to be driving. Don't look at me. I'm just going to chill here. I like his demos.
Okay. We talked about service manager. We have catalog over there. We have a custom CI in there. And that's my CM software catalog. That's in my portal. And I've created certain catalog items in there. So let's look to the 7-zip, what we have. The first part in there, we have the software information. It's about versioning, it's the software type, you know, it's config manager, you can still do it old-fashioned with packages, or you have applications, maybe you have other items like a removed app already, and that maybe needs not directly the connection to config manager, but you do it in Active Directory based on user group. If that user is in the group, he will receive the removed app. So that is already giving some information towards the provisioning. The actual provisioning here in the middle of our form is if there is an approval required, my CM collection, name of my CM application, and actually I have a status. Is it deployed or not deployed? You have I'm just using the defaults in there, but deployed means that it is published. It's available. The customers can select it. I feel comfortable. If the users are selecting it, I can assure that it will land on this machine. Standard offerings, predictive behavior, that's something what we need to achieve once we are thinking about self-service. If the user is clicking and the software is not coming on this machine, there is an issue. The software approval information on this form, this is giving me the information where, hey, I need an approval, and there is some name on it. Yeah, and sorry, Sam, your name is not on the approval. But
that's not my surname. Never knew I was called the Wolf, but I am the Wolf.
So, you have approval, backup approval, functional owner, technical owner, all items that can interfere with the specific software. It's very basic for this, a 7-zip, but it can be very complex application where maybe a certain department is responsible for this application. And before you ever can request this, you need to have it all organized and have this information in your form. Like you see, that's the base form. Sam already asked who is doing on asset management. Certain parts in this form can be allocated to your asset management store over there. Maybe in your company, your asset management information, your software catalog in asset management, who's there for doing license tracking and all that information, that holds maybe already a rich set of information that eliminates that you have to build a custom form in there, and you have some basic information in your software catalog, but you glue them together. You have a reference from your CI to your asset. So that's the base part, Sam. With
yes.
this information, I'm pretty sure I can build something in automation.
Absolutely. I do have a question, though. Do we get this from Config Manager, this information?
This is now a basic form. So opportunities in there. We say we are sticking to basic illustration. But if you think about automating, you create an application in your Config Manager environment, and you have the expectation it will land in my catalog somewhere, then you need an automation part between it. But then it's difficult, and it's company specific where the source is. Maybe it's coming from asset management, maybe it's coming from config manager, maybe config manager is using packages, applications. And like I will show you in the next demo, automation is not that difficult. You have built-in functionality, there are a lot of sessions you have around Orchestrator. So it's a matter of knowing the good source, have some validation in there, and publish it. And in that way, you can start automating the information that is in our CMDB, in our CM software catalog.
Absolutely. So Kurt used the word automation at least. How many of you heard how many times Kurt used automation in the last 10 seconds? Show hands, please. Show me some love. Did you hear automation, Travis? Can I pick on you?
47.
Yeah? That's good. Yeah. All right, so he's shown you the catalog. I think about it as, the Amazon experience, because I'm a gadget guy, so I know where to find my stuff now. I want it delivered to me very, very easily, right? So I have the catalog. We now need to think about automation, and how do we do it?
But there are several items where you can start automation. One of the items in the very beginning, you need to populate your CMDB. Another part where we have talked about it is that we need approvals in there. It's not always a given that one guy in a company is giving approval for the whole request suite, and that's in most cases it's application specific. Where this guy is approving the office applications, for instance, all the custom company applications, these days are approved by another guy. So that's another way where we have to automate the stuff.
You should have automated that.
And a third one in the automation part is that the provisioning. Actually, now somewhere the customer has requested the software, the approval is done, if there is one, and then we need to have the provisioning done. But we want to close the loop.
Absolutely. So we talked about the service catalog. We looked at service manager. We talked about the configuration items possibly coming from config manager. Now we need to look at automation. How many of you here today are using Orchestrator? Ooh, these people are well automated, isn't it? Andrew, you're not using Orchestrator. What are you using? What are you waiting for? Are you using SMA? Make Travis happy. Are you using SMA? Yeah. He's awesome. So Kurt, why don't you show them?
Okay, if you can switch. Yep. Okay. We have three automation parts in there. So the first part is the item where we are going to look for the provisioning, the approvals. So what is this runbook is doing, it's the first item he's going to look for, is there a service request created for with the specific area software. I'm requesting a software. When that criteria is met, we go look in our service request and go for the specific items. We will show it later when we are gluing all together that once you have selected, you have the several options in there. It's glued in your service request. And actually, this runbook is going to look in the service request, get this information, looks into our CM software catalog, and this is the get selected software. It gets our approvers, it gets the reviewer, and it starts creating, populating my process. So I have one item where the software, a template in our service manager where we need to have an approval before it actually can be installed. At the base, it's an empty field. And this runbook will look to the selection, what the customer, the requester has done, and is going to look in a CM software catalog, look who's going to approve this software, that it can be installed, and it will be added in your software request. So that's the first automation part. A second automation part is the software provisioning. Now you see, we have two directions. We have user-based deployments and we have machine-based deployments. That can be all based on a single tick in your CM software catalog, where the software is getting out, you read out your service request again, and you go and look in the CM software catalog to look for what kind of deployment do I have. Even though you get the remote app, we are working here with Config Manager, but you can sometimes it's simple, hey, put this user in this specific group. All that information, if you have that kind of situation, these kind of scenarios, then you can easily extend this runbook and have, when this option is selected, I'm going that way. Like you see over here, we have the initialized data. The only thing what I need in there is my GUID of my service request. With that, I can search for my service request, get the selected software, and then I'm going here for my software catalog item. Once I have this information in my runbook, I can start working with that kind of information. You have seen that we had, it's a virtual application, it's a non-virtual, the remote app can be a trigger to go one or the other way. It's very easy on this one. This is a local installation where we getting the request, get the computer CI, because we are also synchronizing all that information from AD. It's extended with Config Manager information, so we get the machine state information, and if there is something that we need to validate in that, we have the, this is the point in our automation that where we can go one or the other direction. Here we are going to put the machine in a collection, and then after that we are on the track of Config Manager specific items. We want to update the collection, that's the first item, and we perform some client actions. So we're not only doing, hey, we put the machine in the collection and let's wait, what's happened? You know Config Manager, Sam?
Yeah, it's policy refresh. I got three config guys here. I'm gonna pick on them today, right? Because see that gentleman over there, Andrew? First question he asked me yesterday was, how much memory do you need for a config server? So I'm gonna put you on the spot. What is the policy action that we perform here? Oh no, don't show him.
I have another one, Sam. I have another one, so.
Talk about messing it up, man. He was just about to go down. Yeah, I know. Thank you very much.
It's still a valid question for the second one.
It's still a valid question.
There's two client actions. So yeah. First of all, I'm going on the server side. I'm going to update the collection over there.
Yep.
Then I need to do a policy refresh. And you see a lot of people are already working with Orchestrator. So that's a mapping that we have from the database, get that information and glue it in our activity. And we wait for certain moments. And you had a question about.
Yep. So I'm not going to let him get away with it. There's a second action. What is it? Come on. Show me the money. I can help you out. I can help you out, but it's going to cost you. Done. So the next one is, because we're delivering software, we've knocked on the door and need to initiate the software deployment action. Is that right?
Nope.
It's okay. Application deployment. They changed it. I came from SMS 2003 days, buddy.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. If it was a software update in this scenario, it could have been the software scan and update action. So in Orchestrator, we have all the actions that you already performed today in config. Mm. Right.
And every item, every client action that you do, it needs some time before it gets completely worked out. And it's only valid when you start the other client action, when the other one is done. In that way, you can speed up a little bit the Config Manager environment. So hopefully we will see it in the last demo. And it's not complete. We have a last service runbook automation. Okay, we have done the service request. There is an approval, and it's provisioned. Simple application can be quickly installed, but we don't have any proof that it's actually installed on the machine. So we take it a step further. Once it's deployed, we are going to point back to the process. Remember the keynote over there where you had DevOps and we linked together the demo of Travis over there? We more or less do the same over here with software delivery. So we actually go, once the machine has the software installed, successfully installed, we go back to the process level and we close the last manual activity on that. In order to make that happen, we use the application toolkit. That's a little PowerShell script that we have where you can integrate certain applications logic in there. You have pre an installation and a post installation in there. And I'm using that one in order to kick off this logic, this runbook. And this one will only kick off when the application is successfully installed. It's just an example. Maybe you have other options in there. You can do it with PowerShell, and that's all possible to have it up and running and point it back to the client.
So, Kerr, if I'm correct, and I can map it to my gadgets example, I've been to my favorite online store. I've seen it. I've ordered it. It's been approved. And it's turned up. And you want to make sure that I'm not lying about having it, right?
Yep.
So you check in to see if I've signed for it?
Let's go and look in. Maybe that's good. Do you know, guys, somebody's using the application toolkit that's available on the gallery?
We got one there?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, okay. It's another one. He's got a big finger. No, it's two. My man in black there. Ooh, awesome.
So it's PowerShell driven, where you see here we have the Notepad++ installation, and on the end, I have a post installation over here where I'm using SEO job runner, .exe. So you can integrate PowerShell in there. You have different options in there. The goal is that we close the loop from the installation to the process again. If we talk about PowerShell scripts to launch the runbook, that's a simple copy. So it's 5 seconds work to get this up and running because it's coming from Tagged. And copy, paste, and you have two items that you need to add. In this example, we have the runbook ID and the runbook GUID of the parameter where you want to provide info for. Once that is done, further address, no configuration besides your link to your orchestrator environment, and you're up and running. That's a simple copy and paste from Tagged, 3 items to add, and you can start using this functionality. So that's about the automation part. But we still miss one item.
We do. This is the biggest argument I and Kurt had, because he's playing a technical guy. I'm playing a people process guy, right? We had process over there. Can I have that software for free?
That's the information is in your software catalog.
Yeah. What about asset management?
Not in this solution, but there's an opportunity, let's say it like that.
So let's build a link to it. The way I look at this is the seamless delivery is only possible because there is a process that makes sure that everything is on time. Think about things like licensing, right? How would I know I have enough licenses for what you're deploying, Kurt?
I see you coming already. You're asking for additional automation over there. So, I said, one thing that we already learned is like in self-service, you have certain expectations once you start consuming the portal. One of the items is you have the option there that you need, and you certainly don't want to be bugged with approvals.
Absolutely, and we've got Travis here. I'm just going to let him speak for a second, because you've got your asset management solution, right? I haven't seen that much of it, but I know it's awesome. So how do you tie your solution into configuration management, asset management, and also make sure that I have enough licenses for it from a process perspective? Yeah.
And then you enter into the system, typically through like a CSV import, how many licenses you've purchased.
Yep.
And then you can also, if you have Config Manager set up to do it that way, you can get utilization data. You can actually see how many instances of the software is actually being used.
Yep. Cool. Thank you very much for that, Travis. Just so that everybody's got a little recap, I'm going to keep it very, very short. Travis's solution knows the stuff is in the store. He does a stock check. He also knows that I'm entitled to it, and more importantly, whether I'm using it or not. So when we talk about process integration, we started on the left. We looked at where it was, but your software catalog is in the beginning. Alex over there is looking at me like, when is he going to say it? All right, cool. I'm very proud to say that I trained the only Austrian in the room. Are there other Austrians here? I didn't train you. How come I didn't see you? All right. So when I first met Alex over there, he just started working with Service Manager. And we had to do an asset management deployment. And he drove me nuts. Like, so I don't get it. Because I sat with a customer, we talked for how long? About half a day? 200 times. And all they wanted to do was, show me the console. This is how we did asset management. I'm like, you have an asset store? They go, no. All right. When you order a new computer, what happens? We keep it in this office. I'm like, okay, that's your store. And then what happens? Well, somebody comes over, we give it to him. How do you know who it is? Oh, we have this Excel spreadsheet. We track everything here. By the time we finished the conversation, they gave me their process. It just wasn't documented. And without that, I don't go into any tools. And when Alex got it, first of all, he tried to knock me out, but I'm quick. So I was done. I was like, yeah, okay, I get it. So Kurt, we look at all of this, we've got Service Manager that you can put asset management in from Sorizon, Provons, your Excel sheet. You can extend the forms like Kurt's done there, right? Yep. You've got approval processes. We've got the orchestration. But all we're doing by tying it all together is actually automating your process, our process.
And deliver an optimized service. An optimized service means I don't want to publish something what's, for instance, in this example, if there are no licenses, I don't want to publish. It's not available until purchase department had bought additional licenses. We had figures from installed available. So there is a value available. So think about this solution. So once you have an additional automation running, and it's running from on a daily basis, that it's going to look into asset management where you actually do live license tracking. And on a certain moment, the license count becomes on zero. Think about an automation part where it's going to look in asset management, look for all applications, all items that we have in our CM software catalog. We have software license available on zero. And then we just update the status of that CM software catalog. If you remember good, the form that we had a status in there. It's by deployed, it's published. But if this asset information, the license information has become on zero, we just don't want to get published and we put it on a different status. It's not available anymore for selection.
So Kurt, you talk about that particular process. Can you show me? Because I think we missed that part. It was very, very simple, right? Has anybody ever seen the word out of stock when they go and try and order something? Show of hands, come on. Your IT guys, man, you know, how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel emotional? Right? It makes me emotional because I want it. But you know what? My expectations are met. So Kurt's just going to show that particular state. So when we talk about process automation, We don't just want to publish it to the catalog. If it's not available, what Kurt was saying is he can have a workflow that says, you know what, we checked. We don't have any stock. So he changes the status, removes it from the catalog.
That's something that we can add. But if you look on the overall, we can do a lot for the requester. So they don't want to select something where you don't have license for. It's the same for the manager. Sometimes if you have license, if you need an approval, and the manager is saying, I approve that it's going to be installed, and actually it's not able to install because you don't have any license anymore, the expectation of the manager, I approved it. The day after, the requester is coming to his manager and saying, hey, when are you going to approve? I don't see it landing on my machine over here. And that is an optimization, what we see in the overall software delivery solution.
Absolutely. So Kurt, we were talking about the process integration. So I believe you were going to show me some how you do these activities, right?
Yeah.
From order to delivery.
So I have a simple template. If you have, the process needs to be known. So every step in your process, if you have approval or a manual action or a runbook action, everything what is needed in order to get it installed, you define it in your template. It's simple activities in there. You see here, we have a review activity. So the review activity, I will open it. And there, we count on the selected software. You don't see anything in here about reviews. My automation will make it happen that we have the right reviewer in our service request. A second step is our automation part. That's the middle automation that we had, and that is going to actually do the provisioning. Once that is done, in normal situation, if you don't go the complete loop, your template is more or less finished. Yeah, it's complete. But we want to close the gap, and just a matter, an example in here, we have a manual activity, and it's simply there to point it back from config manager, hey, it's installed. So close this manual activity. I can even put a review activity in there. But this is closed. And this three-step process is always applied when you ask for a license software where you need approval for. If you compare that to the non-approval, we just start with the runbook automation and the manual activity to point the information back from config manager and going back to our processes. And everything is based on questions, selections. As you know, service manager, you have a library, you have a request offering, and there you can start publishing the requests, some simple information. I will pop this up and have the software, request the software.
Why do you have licensed over there? You've got great naming convention going on there.
If it's licensed, I want to have an approval because it costs me money. It costs the business money, the company. Just a matter of naming, Sam.
Just a matter of naming.
If you want to have it different, no problem. So, we've seen this already in many sessions already. So, this is a configuration. Select your software, select your computer, and the reason why you want to have it. Everything needs to have a reason. One thing we added in here, the selection of the software, we hook into a computer, the CMDB, and maybe you have 100 in there, maybe you have 1,000, maybe you have 10,000 machines in there. I just want to go and search for my machine. So in this configuration, I just want to have my machines in there, and it's all standard configuration, what you have available in Service Manager. So in my configuration, I have my primary user is the requester. So that's a simple configuration, some clicks, and I have only two machines in there. In the portal, I will only, hey, which one of your machines do I have to install? You can optimize the provisioning if you want to have it on all machines. You just click them all, and they get installed on every machine. So the both machines go into the provisioning part and get delivered.
So Kurt, is this tying into the primary user from Config Manager? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay. So we talked about the software catalog. We keep on building the story. And can I switch the slides now?
Go on.
I know you like your geeky stuff, man, but I like these slides. Spend a lot of time on them, right? So the most important part for, he's shaking his head because he spent, when I say I mean Kurt did, right? I'm a CPM consultant. I had that in Lingen in Germany the other day, right? This is my gift to you. Copy, paste, modify. Job guaranteed for life. So we're very interested in making sure that, is this moving? Yep. To go back, we started with a catalog. We talked about approvals. We've talked a little bit about process integration.
Yep.
I think it's time for the full solution. I'm just going to put you on the spot, Kurt.
You can what talk you a lot of these slides, Sam. If you see it only on picture level, if you we integrated the process now with everything together. The first, when we saw the step plan over there, we had three different products. They interact with each other. But now we have introduced processes. We thought about how to deliver the solution. We thought about licensing. We have interaction with manager. And if there is something with that specific software, we don't simply publish it. So we only provide options in there where we can prove that this will be installed. We have an expected behavior. I click here and click there and click there, and the machine gets installed. Therefore, it's now one bundle what all have its function in the overall solution. So we have the provisioning, we have notifications from service manager, we have as one block, that's a solution.
Absolutely, because we talked about all the steps, but to me, the most important thing is feedback. So can you imagine ordering something from an online store and never getting an email, never getting a prompt to say, hey, yeah, it's approved, it's being delivered. So the top part of that picture, we always take advantage of the notification engine from either service manager, or you can even do it in
Orchestrator. PowerShell.
It can be very specific.
You can Twitter it.
Yeah. Enough of that. How about you show them, Kurt? Because I think they've been very patient. They want to see a solution. That's all I get, right? Step into a company like, give me a solution. Yep. Why are you talking this process business?
Okay. Default portal. We have client management, cloud management, so on, where we publish our request offerings. So let's get into the software management, where we have the different options. I've shown you we have licensed software, where we need approvals for, and we have free software. So let's go into the licensed one. And we have the different questions. So software selection, machine selection, everything should pop up and available for your request. So let's pick up the 7-zip. Look to the machines. Now you see, I don't have 1,000 machines over there. I don't have it in my lab, but actually in real life and production, there's a possibility I have a huge amount of machines in there. I only have my machines in there. I have my client for, and I need it for SCU. Next, little overview, and that one is submitted. I have a request, 942, going back. I have another option. I just want to run through the different options that we have. Software management. Request software over this one, a free one. Go to the form. And let's say we have Notepad. Again, my machines. Click on client 04, SCU. Also, so two requests, overview, and they are submitted. Now the whole automation process that is going to kick off. Let's see what is already happening over there. So the first one is going to look for the approval part. That one is monitoring, and it will look once it's created. It goes into the process and look for the different items in there. Take some time. before we actually go and have this provisioned. The second one is there and then needs to look for the provisioning part. So that one also needs to kick off. And let's look. This one is already done. So the license, normally my my request with the approval should be okay. I'm going to step over, I'm the approver, so now if I look in my activities, I need to have an approval activity in there. So I'm here, I have my 7-zip selected, see a description in there, and I can start the proof.
So Kurt, you're playing two roles, right? This is being done for the purpose of the demonstration, but typically it will be the manager logging into the portal for this.
Yeah, that right. Is. Yeah, it's only make it fluent, otherwise you have to do something.
Yeah,
more.
You didn't give me an account.
So let's see to this one. You see already, we had an empty review in our template. Nothing was specified in there. And it just, with the automation, it goes looking to the CM software catalog, and it's updating the service request with the correct approver. So let's prove this one. Say OK. And save this one. Let's look to the second step. And this one is not completed yet, but already started. So we're in the client cycle, where we are going to update the client. And you see already software changes are needed. So it's start downloading the stuff and install it. Once it's installed, we should have pointed back to our process part, and it should close. The complete loop should be closed. First item that we can check more is in our CM. Machine is in there, so everything worked, but actually, in my opinion, it's already installed. So going back to the 04 and look for that we have Notepad installed. It's there. Let's go back to our process part and look in Service Manager. Close this one. We have work items. Actually, this one should 942. I need to check out.
942, was it? I think it was 942. Yeah. Anybody remember that? Was it 942?
This one is also created today. And actually, this one is not already pointed back. So let's look for, the automation part where we have the third step, and it actually the
second one is kicked in.
Is already kicking in. This one isn't kicked off, but I have a backup plan. So. Another one, launch, open this one, have this running, and let's close the loop. Actually, there is a little issue with the app deploy stuff. And let's go back to our service orchestrator. You see this one is kicking off. And our update, our process should be closed. So this one is finished. And little refresh. Still there. Looking to the activity, but it's completed, just a matter of time.
It's just timing. So demonstrating Service Manager and these kind of demonstrations can be very, very tough. Because typically when you kick off these processes, it takes time. And when we've got you on a Friday afternoon, and we're the only things between you and your coffee break, we had to speed it up a bit. So this will typically just kick in by itself. I saw Kurt panicking a little bit. I've been there, buddy. It does work.
Thank you.
PowerShell would always save you, right?
That's it.
That's cool.
So you've seen that in an automated way, you can completely close the loop from actually going to request something to the process, and also once it's installed, you get feedback on that. But this is just an example. There are a lot of opportunities. We already talked about software distribution. We can have an input from asset management. Maybe you have other items that are interacting with our process. And this software distribution, there are a lot of opportunities in there where you can do completely the same. Let's look for a simple OS deployment. Once the last task in your task sequence is kicking off the last runbook, you requested a deployment, and on the end, your process is closed with the last task in your task sequence. Actually, you can notify the people from, hey, it's actually installed, or hey, your machine is deployed. Come and get it. It's ready for use. All examples where you can really start thinking about how you do it today. Today, you are managing your config manager. Like we do it now, it's more like an engine. The process drives the engine, where we have certain inputs, and the output is pointed back to the process. In that way, it's not a way of working. You need to maintain the engine, but you're not going to do the management in the engine.
Cool. Can we do some more slides?
Yep.
Yeah, you sure? You guys want to see some more slides? Come on, show me some love. Cool. So how many of you believe that that solution will be useful in your scenario? Cool. Kurt's available. He's got that full solution, right? Are you going to give it away? Yeah? You going to blog it?
Yeah, I have no problem with that one.
Put it into action. Also, because Travis is here, and you've got a lot, Alex is here, so you've got Sliance, you've got Sarison. Don't be afraid of that portal, because I'm sure Travis was sat there going, that's so,
Hey, no problem.
But all the work that Kurt's done in there, all you need to do is install one of those portals, and it would just put a nice skin in front of it. It's when I first did my delivery in Switzerland. What is it that you said, Alex? Ooh, that's ugly. So the user experience is greatly enhanced by picking one of the portal solutions, and you wouldn't have to do any additional work in Service Manager itself. So my call to action is this. You've heard us.
Let's make Travis happy. Travis? Actually, and this one is on my computer. It's published in Azure. We have innovativecloudapp.net, and that is something where you have a lot of more flexibility in it. So, and this is internet. I'm connecting from my local computer to the portal from Sarison. And you see this, the different items that we had in the other portal, the default one. They are published over here. So,
cool.
And we have some opportunities. I've talked about the OS deployment. Let's look at one of our colleagues, Stan. There he is. Some nice idea. I like this one. Let's look to this one. You have a situation where you have mobile people. They're suffering with a laptop. Next week on Wednesday, I'm in the office, and maybe it's better I redeploy my computer. But it can be only there for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So with this request and all the automation behind it, you can submit this request, put some timing on it, you monitor in an orchestrator, you're gonna look for the information that is provided, and when the mobile worker is coming on site at 4 o'clock, everything is provisioned. The only thing what he needs to do, come on his desk, plug the network cable in, press F12, and CM is going to deploy everything. So that's
another
complete
solution.
Example.
Excellent.
You can go back to your slides.
You happy now, Travis?
Yes.
Cool. Alex, I'll see you later because I think the portal walls deserve some more. So if you want to see the slides portal as well, just to give them a shout, the old friends of mine, they also understand. So who else does a portal, Travis, apart from you? I know you're number one, but who else does it? You're number one too, by the way. You're all my favorite.
It's a time issue. It's a time issue. It will be published too.
Yeah. So you can all do your thing. So to wrap this thing up, what we wanted to show you today was a little bit about what you can do with all the tools you have.
Different tools. The only fancy thing I did was I've created a custom form only because I like to do this. You can do it with authoring tools, so you can use standard tooling and have these options in there available, and that's the only thing that is a little bit special. But further of the rest, you have in Orchestrator all these activities that I'm using. You've seen it, they're all colored, it's not special things. Every integration pack there, and you can start using these activities and start building your logic in there.
Excellent. So a quick show of hands then. Do you think that we met our objectives? Because when we started, we built this up. If you don't put your hands up, I won't buy you anything, ever. No, I mean ever. All right. Cool. That's cool. Thank you very much. I love those fingers, by the way. Just don't put them together. It means something else, you know what I mean? So on that note, Kurt, I would like to say thank you very much because he did all the work. I'm just the DJ. And we'd like to open the floor to questions now.
Okay.
If you don't have any, you don't want to ask it here, please meet me outside. Meet Kurt outside. There are a lot of great brains in here. It's Friday. Thank you very much for your time. It's been emotional.